Believe it or not, one of the most difficult things to develop is a strong and sustainable self-confidence. Do you know why? Welcome to the new episode of the Build and Battle Leadership Podcast. This is Freddy Guevara. Yes, to develop a strong and sustainable self-confidence is one of the most difficult things that we can face. This is due to different reasons, like we don't believe in ourselves, we don't think that we are capable of doing extraordinary things, or maybe our environment has led us to lock ourselves in such a way that we don't recognize our own talents. However, we have good news. The good news is that there are ways to increase self-confidence. And here in this episode, I'm going to give you 3 ways to increase your self-confidence. Number 1, develop confidence based on knowledge. There is nothing more powerful than being an expert in your field. Knowledge gives you a solid foundation to develop self-confidence. The more you know, the more your confidence will grow. Remember, knowledge is power. Gain knowledge, gain power. Knowledge can give you the confidence you need. That's why it is important for you to get knowledge, to get skills, to get tools, so you can be an expert in your field, in your career, in your profession, in whatever you want. Never forget that knowledge is power. And power can help you increase your confidence. Number 2, develop a confident aspect. Come on, wear clothes that you like, in which you feel comfortable. Of course, you have to respect the dress code of the places where you will go, if any. However, this doesn't mean that you cannot dress comfortably. You dress for yourself and not for others. On the other hand, think about good and positive things. Those thoughts will be reflected through your eyes and your actions. Remember, your eyes speak. So let them speak a positive and successful language. This is very important. It's how you look. Wear the clothes that you feel comfortable, because in that way you can reflect your self-confidence. Feel comfortable with yourself. Love yourself. You have to love yourself. And then you have to think in good and positive things. Because your good thoughts, your positive thoughts, will be reflected in your actions, in your behaviors, in the way you talk to people, in the way you speak, in the way you express yourself. Be positive. Be successful. Develop a confident aspect. And number 3, a defeat is a lesson. Learn from your defeats and keep fighting to get the success you want. No defeat is final. Yes, you have to learn from your defeats. Defeat is not a sin, it's part of your journey to your success. And maybe you're wondering how you can recover your confidence after that defeat. Here are 2 questions you have to ask yourself after you face a defeat. Number 1, what went wrong? Every defeat has an explanation. Find it to understand clearly what happened, how happened, and why happened. Everything in life and in business has an explanation, even defeat. So try to find that explanation so you know why happened and what and how. And the question number 2 is, how can I correct what went wrong? There are always new points of view. There are always new perspectives on how to address a problem. You have to open your mind and expand the world of possible solutions to your problems. You cannot limit yourself with your own thoughts. Remember, there are always new ways in which you can see your problems. There are new perspectives that you have to learn. And that's how you open your mind. That's how you expand your horizons. That's when you can find a world full of possible solutions to your problems. So let's summarize the three ways to increase your confidence. Number one, develop confidence based on knowledge. Number two, develop a confident aspect. And number three, a defeat is a lesson. I hope these suggestions can help you to increase your confidence. Remember, one important thing, the base, the foundation of increasing a self-confidence is loving yourself, loving who you are, loving what you do, loving where you are now, loving the level where you are now. It doesn't matter the rest of the people. You have to love yourself. That's the first condition to gain confidence in yourself and increasing your self-confidence. Is loving yourself. And then you can apply these three suggestions so you can keep growing. You can keep your confidence at higher level. Practice these suggestions every day and you will see, step by step, little by little, your confidence will grow. You know, this is a podcast about leadership, business, management, personal development. If you like, comment, share this episode, and you know that you can follow me in my social media accounts at Freddy G Zone, FreddyGZone as a zebra, ONE, at Freddy G Zone in Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. You can follow me on LinkedIn. Freddy Guevara. In the meantime, I wish you the success you deserve. Build and battle. Until the next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.